And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 18. There in the beginning of creation, as God created man, he recognized that man, by his very nature, in the manner in which God created him, needed companionship. That God recognized that man was incomplete in and of himself, and therefore God created for him a help meet or a help suitable, that is, woman. And at the very beginning there, in the creation of all things, God created the home, man and woman, as husband and wife, in which to comfort one another and to provide for one another's needs and companionship and to raise children and to be the basis of all other institutions that the Lord would establish throughout all of time. That union, man and woman, God saw the need for and provided for from the very beginning. We find also that the continuation of this thought is carried over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 was the Apostle Paul writing to the brethren at Corinth. He says there in verse 1, Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. In the original language there, he's actually saying it's good for a man not to handle a woman for himself. In other words, don't use her for yourself, your own pleasures, but instead he recognizes the need of companionship between a man and a woman, and he says in verse 2, Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Our God has created us with our physical bodies and the needs that we have, and in recognition of that, the Apostle Paul said that it would be best, given the specific times in which the Corinthian letter was written, the persecution of the church and things of that like, it would be best if they could remain as he was, single and celibate, but that recognizing the needs that men and women have, if they were to marry, that they should have their own husband and their own wife. They should be joined together to have the companionship fulfillment that they needed in that marriage, in the one and only institution wherein our God has set that aside and said that it is acceptable to him. The Apostle Paul continues, therefore, in verse 3, Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife hath not power over of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not one the other, except that you would consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan not tempt you for your incontinency. The Apostle Paul recognized that there were going to be times when husbands and wives would be separated from one another for religious reasons such as fasting or prayer, or maybe simply just being apart from one another physically because of traveling. But he also recognized that it was necessary for them to come back together with one another and to take care of the physical needs that we have been given within our own physical bodies, within that unique marriage relationship between the husband and the wife, because of the companionship that God has provided for us within that one true acceptable relationship opportunity. Not to be cast about throughout the entirety of the world, but to be cherished and precious between a husband and a wife who love God and love one another and cherish the companionship that he has provided them within that marriage relationship. I thank you for your time.